It's wonderful to welcome everyone to tonight's learning for Parshas Mishpatim. So the Midrash tells us in Parsha Lamed, based upon the first two words of this week's Parsha, Ve'ela HaMishpatim, and these are the Mishpatim, the laws, the ordinances. Amar Rabbi Abahu, Rabbi Abahu says, B'chol makom shekasov ve'ele, in any place where it says the word ve'ele, such as ve'ele ha-mishpatim, mosif al harishonim. It comes to add to that which was previously spoken. U'b'chol makom shekasov ele, and any time the Torah just says the word ele, it's Posel es harishonim. It comes and it discounts or it nullifies or it removes that which was said earlier. So now the Gemara comes and says, Ketzad, how is this so? After all, the Torah tells us in Sefer Breishis, Parshas Breishis, Ele toldos hashamayim v'ha'aretz bihi baram. And it doesn't say, and these, it doesn't say ve'ele, it says ele. These are the toldos, the products of the shamayim and the aretz, the heaven and the earth bihi baram, when they were created. And therefore, asks the Medrash, Uma pasul. What was puzzle, what was nullified before the Torah tells us, Ele toldos hashamayim v'ha'aretz bihi baram. The word Ele is coming to be posel, is coming to take away or remove that which was said earlier. What's removed or discounted earlier than this pasuk, which is found in the beginning of the Torah, in the days of creation? Rabbi Avoh came and set for us a standard. Ve'ele comes to be mosiv, comes to add or to include what was said earlier, and now we're continuing. For example, whatever was said last week in Yisro, that on Har Sinai obviously is God-given, and ve'ele, and these halachos that are being discussed in this week's Parsha are also given on Sinai at Har Sinai. The word Ela is coming to detract or take away or tell us a new beginning. Whatever was said previously is nullified. So what was nullified when the Torah tells us Ela toldos hashamayim v'ha'aretz bihi baram? What's going on here? How do we understand it? That's our first question, trying to understand a little bit this Medrash. Obviously the Medrash will come and give us an answer. So we're going to give the answer and try to understand and explain the answer in the context of what we're going to speak about tonight. The Torah tells us, the mitzvah of Eved Ivri. Kisikne Eved Ivri. If you buy an Eved Ivri, Sheishanim Yavot, he shall work for 6 years, Uvashvis, and in the seventh year, Yetze Lechavshi Chinam. He shall go free for no charge. Im Bigapo Yavo Bigapo Yetze. If he comes by himself, he leaves by himself. If he is the husband of a woman, Im Baal Ishahu V'yatza Ishto Imo, his wife shall leave with him. Im Adonav Yitein Lo Isha V'yadol Lo Vanim Vanos, and if his master will give him a woman and she has sons or daughters, so they belong to the master and he goes out by himself. But what were to happen V'im Amar Yomar Ha'eved, what were to be if this Eved comes and says, Ohafti Es Adoni Es Ishti V'es Bonai, Lo etzei chavshi. I love my master, I love my wife, I love my children. And obviously they belong to the master himself. I shall not go free, he says. Lo etzei chavshi. So the Torah comes and tells us what we do with this person. V'higisho Adonav el ho'elohim. V'higisho el adeles o el ha'mezuzah. Then his master shall bring him to the court and shall bring him to the door or o el ha'mezuzah to the doorpost. V'rotza Adonav es hazno b'marzeya. And the master, the Adon, bores through his ear with a marzeya, with an awl, v'abado le'olam, and he shall serve him forever. Rashi quotes the Medrash and says and asks, "Uma ro ozen lihiratzeya mikol shar ivarim shebaguf." Rashi comes and asks, based upon the Gemara Maseches Kedushin, what is it about the ozen, the ear, that the ear is pierced unlike any of the other evarim, the limbs in the body? Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai tells us, ozen zo sheshoma al Har Sinai, this ear that heard on Har Sinai, lo signov, you shall not steal, v'holach v'ganav, and he went and he sold, and he stole, pierce it, vim mocher atzmo, ozen sheshom al har sinai kili b'nei Yisrael abadim, v'holach v'kan ozen latzmo, again we pierce it, ad kan loshon Rashi. The Mefarshim come and ask a very insightful, profound question. And here I'm specifically reading from Rav Shimon Schwab from his Sefer Me'ayim Beis HaShoeva. He says, v'kasha, Lama ma'anishim es ha'ozen achshav. Why now are we piercing his ear? Shehichlit lehishoyer ba'abdus. Only years later, 6 years later, when he wants to come and remain a slave. Velo miyad, and not immediately, b'shah sheganav, at the time that he either stole or at the time that he sold himself into abdus. Why are we waiting until he finishes the 6 years? If the whole issue is that he stole, and the Har Sinai, the Aseres Hadibra said, thou shalt not steal, so why don't we pierce his ear immediately when he stole? We know basic chinuch. If a child does something wrong and we punish him 3 years later, or even 2 days later or 5 days later, he doesn't understand that the punishment is a consequence to the crime. Well, why are you punishing me? What did I do? Wait, you mean for something that I did a year ago? If we want to punish him and let him know that he transgressed, he didn't listen to the Aseres Hadibros of Los Signa of you shall not steal, or what are you doing selling yourself to a different master? Shouldn't we come and have done that off the bat immediately so that he can understand the gravity of the situation, that there are consequences for your actions? And therefore, asks Rav Schwab, why years later, after 6 years of staying with his master, why not pierce his ear immediately? And that's our second question based upon the words of Rav Shimon Schwab. And our third and final question is, the Torah in this week's parasha tells us in Perek Chof Aleph, Psukim Tezvav in Yudzayin, it tells us two unfortunate halachas. Halachos that Chas V'Sholom should ever come into practice. And that is, Umake Aviv Imo Mos Yumas, if one were to hit his father and his mother, he shall surely be put to death. And Chas V'Sholom as well, Umikalel Aviv Imo, if one were to curse his father and his mother, he shall surely be put to death. The halachas seem very, very similar, very straightforward. Yet, the Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin tells us that each and every one of those acts are given different punishments. Yes, they're both given Misa, but there are different types of Misa that is given by the Beis Din to someone who is over, who transgressed, a perpetrator of these averos. One of them gets chenek, and the other one, strangulation, and the other one gets stone, skila. The more chamor of those, or the most chamor, the most stringent of the penalties meted out, given by Beis Din, is skila. The least is chenek, is strangulation. One would think that the most stringent or the more stringent of both of those, either hitting your parent or cursing, is you hit your parent, which is a terrible, terrible thing, chas v'shalom, you're going to get skila, because such a stringent act to actually hit your parent, draw blood, to raise your hand. I mean, we learned by when Moshe Rabbeinu was introduced, when Dasan Vaviram, one Jew comes to strike, to hit another, even if he doesn't hit him, just lifting your hand is a terrible, terrible act. So one would have thought that Makia Aviv Imo gets Skila, and one who curses would get the least Chamor, the least stringent of the two, gets Chenek. Yet that's not the case. It's actually the other way around. One who curses his parent gets Skila, the more stringent, and one who hits gets chenek, gets strangulation. Why? Why would the Torah give the more stringent punishment to perhaps the less of the offenses, simply cursing, again, simply loosely? And why is the least of the, or the less stringent of the penalties given for the more stringent act of actually hitting one's parent? So Rav Ruderman, the Rosh Yeshiva of Ner Yisrael, he comes and he quotes the Ramban. And he says, it makes perfect sense. V'hechmir b'misas hamekalil avi v'imo yoser m'misas hamake. The Ramban writes that the psukim were more strict concerning a person who curses his father and mother than one who actually hits them. B'pnei shechet haklala, because the sin of cursing is more common, matzo yoser, is more common. Shehaksil, kashir yichas v'hiskasev, v'kilel b'malko, for a fool when he becomes angry and full of wrath of anger, curses his king. Uba'aviv imo tamid kol yom, and his father and mother always, all day long. The havera kafi mitziusa tamid tzricha yisur gadol, and for any sin, the more common, the greater is the punishment that is required. In other words, to hit a parent is unheard of. One would never ever do such a thing. But to curse, it's not such a big deal. We interact with our parents all day, every day. And we interact through speech. And we can be talking, and the talking can escalate to an argument. And an argument, chas v'shalom, might escalate to a curse. That's common. That could be a daily occurrence. So because of that, hechmira ha-Torah, the Torah is more stringent, ba'onesh mekalel, the punishment of cursing yoser more than makeh, k'deisha b'nei adam yichu musar, so that people should take mussar, constructive criticism, work on themselves, v'yilmedu, and learn lehizoher, to be careful, gam b'mekalel, by cursing more so than makya. In other words, people think it's not such a big deal. So if a person sees that the Torah says it is a big deal, a person will work on himself so that when he's talking to his parents, he should ensure that he doesn't become argumentative to a point where he'll have to curse them. That takes work. That takes effort on behalf of a person to learn Mussar, to see what happens when he reads the Psukim. Look what happens when you curse a parent, Chas v'Shalom. Learn from what the Torah says. Don't make a common mistake. Look how severe and damaging and harmful it is for you. The Torah gives skila to someone that curses a parent. Learn from what the Torah says. Implement it into your life. Don't make assumptions. What's the big deal? The Torah is telling us, says Rav Urdiman, Kedei shebnei adam yichlu mussar, learn what the Torah says. Ve'yilmadu, and learn lehizoyer gam b'mekalel, be careful about cursing kamo b'makah. Nobody's going to hit a parent. Chas v'shalom. Cursing, not such a big deal. The Torah says, nein, it's a very big deal. Don't do it. Because look what the punishment, the more stringent of the punishments is to get skila. That's what happens when a person comes and curses his parent. Essentially what Rav Rudiman is teaching us is what will allow a person to remain strong in his ability to honor his parents, to not fall into the trap of cursing his parents, is by learning Mussar, by seeing what the Torah says, how destructive it is. And ultimately, that will bring a person to a state of righteousness. And that really is the downfall of the Eved Ivri. You see, the Torah is very understanding. The Torah appreciates that we're human beings. We make mistakes. Sometimes people are wondering, where am I going to pay my rent? So let me go, let me steal, let me take something that doesn't belong to me. And then he doesn't have anything to pay it back with. He already spent it, he used it up. Human beings, we're frail. We're weak. We make unwise choices. Sometimes we're not the smartest people. And therefore, the Torah says, you know what? We're going to give you an opportunity to pay back your debt to society. Go and sell yourself. But wait a second. The Torah is allowing me to sell myself? Because I stole? Didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu say you're not allowed to steal? So why are you giving me an avenue to make up for my theft? Or didn't the Torah say ki leap, and you're my and not someone else's? No one else can be a master over you. So why are we giving him an opportunity to have a master? The answer is because the Torah understands that we're frail. There has to be put into place an environment that allows this person to come and rectify what he did, what was wrong. So even if it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to come and share his malchus, share his royalty with someone else, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to do it to help this person along. But now his time is up. In theory, he's already learnt wrong from right, right from wrong. He knows that he has only one master. This was a bidyeved that he had to put himself in this uncomfortable situation because he had no other excuse. He had no other way to come out of it. You would have thought he would have spent those 6 years pondering, thinking, recalibrating his priorities. That's what most people do. Put in prison, it's time to think and to contemplate. What is life all about? The meaning of life, the purpose of life. Who do I really belong to? But not this person. This person, he finishes. 6 years are up. I like this situation. I like being an Eved. Oh, this was great. Similar to a person saying, I want to stay in prison. I don't want to have to deal with the outside world. Are you out of your mind? It makes no sense. That means this person did not take Mussar for the last 6 years of his life. Every single day he should have been saying to himself, what did I do? How did I get myself into this predicament? How can I change my reality? I'm counting down the days where I can go back and be a member of society once again, be a servant to my master, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Borei Olam. That's someone who takes Mussar, who looks at his life and takes constructive criticism from his wrongs. Just as a person has to learn the Torah and take Mussar from the idea that you can't come and curse your parent because this is your punishment. A wise man takes Mussar. This person had 6 years to finally figure out what I did, what was terrible, it was wrong. I finally want to be an Eved only to Hashem. And what does he say? I like being an Eved to someone else. That's someone, Shelo Lachu Mussar. He didn't take Mussar. Torah says, take Mussar. He says, I'm not interested. Only great people. Only people that are God-fearing are those that truly take Mussar. What was the problem? Chazal teach us when the spies were sent in Parshas Shlach Lecha. What does the Torah tell us? Torah tells us, you know what the problem with the Meraglim were? Zot Rashi. Lama Nismacha Parshas Meraglim. Why was the Parsha of the Meraglim, of the spies, juxtaposed to the Parsha of Miriam? Lefi Shalokta Al Iske Diba. She spoke Lashon Hara against her brother and she was punished. She was isolated. She was put into Cherem. She was ostracized from her community. She was punished for speaking. Shedibra be'achea. U'reshoyim halalu ra'u. These evil people saw. Says Rashi, quoting the Tanchuma. V'lo lachu Mussar. They didn't learn from it. And what did they do? They went out and they spoke Lashon Hara against Eretz Yisrael. That wasn't even the punishment, speaking necessarily. Their punishment, if you read Rashi carefully, is that they were Rishayim because they didn't take Mussar. But you know who takes Mussar? You know who he can learn from? And if he can take Mussar, every single one of us should be taking Mussar. We always have to look into our ways and try to rectify ourselves. try to do better. Take an accounting of our minutes and our hours and our days and our life. And that we learn from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chvodo ba'atzmo. Listen to what the Medrash says. Eile toldos hashamayim v'ha'aretz bihi baram. These are the products, the toldos of the heaven and the earth when they were created. Why does it say Eile? Eile, we said, is posel es harishonim. It discounts the preceding statements or items or words. Oma posel. Kadosh Baruch Hu's creation was perfect. So listen to what the Medrash tells us. Shehaya borei shamayim va'aretz. This teaches us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had previously created other heavens and earths. V'haya mistakel bohem. He looked into them. He scrutinized them. V'hayu arevim olav. But they were not pleasing to him. And therefore, v'haya machziran l'sohu v'avo. So he returned them to a state of emptiness. The world became empty once again. But kevan shirah shamayim va'aretz elu. But when he saw these heavens and this earth, the ones that we have now, arvu lefanav, they were pleasing before him. Hence, the Torah says, Amar, Elu toldos hashamayim v'ha'aretz. These new creations were pleasing. These are the products of the heavens and the earth. Aval harishonim lo hayu toldos. But that which was there earlier, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu first made, those were not the products worthy of preservation, of maintaining. A new world was necessary that would be pleasing to Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyachol, he took Musar. He looked at his work and he said, not pleasing. It's not good enough. I can do better. That's the righteous. We must learn from the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to always look for opportunities of growth, opportunities to improve, opportunities to get better, to become closer, or should I say, become like Hashem. The Torah defines reality. Torah is teaching us, learn from the Mekalel. Learn from the Makkah. Learn from those that Chas V'Shalom would dare to curse or dare to hit. Don't be like the Meraglim who were Rishayim because not necessarily that they spoke Lashon Hara, but that they saw what had happened to Miriam when she spoke Lashon Hara and they did not take note of their actions and their punishments. That was the downfall of this Eved Ivri. He had years to take Musar from his own life. And his precipitous downfall. And is being relegated to a slave-like status. Finally, he had an opportunity to leave. And he wants to stay. He's a Rasha. Shelo lachu Musar. He didn't take Musar. He was happy. He was happy being in a bidyevet, in a compromised state. That's a Rasha. That's someone that has to have an eternal reminder. Lo signov. But we can't give it to him immediately because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. We're human beings. We make mistakes. We fail. But don't repeat those very same mistakes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is almost giving us a hand to pull us out. Pull us out of our own way so that we have an opportunity to emulate the attributes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to becoming a gadol, a great person, is one that says, I made a mistake. Let me fix it. And who better to learn that from than HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'chvodo u'ba'atzmo. Have a good night.